சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 9 வெர்ஸ் 31.
क्षिप्रं भवति धर्मात्मा शश्वच्छान्तिं निगच्छति कौन्तेयः प्रतिजानीहि न मे भक्तः प्रणश्यति
Having given the higher nature of Ishvara, that is Nirgunam Brahma, now Lord Krishna glorifying that bhakti, a bhakta who shows his devotion towards the Lord, he will attain Nirguna Brahma Jnanam in course of time. There is no doubt in that. Me bhaktaha, my devotee, na pranashyati, will not perish, will not fall spiritually at any time. My devotee, they start with sakama bhakti. Doesn't matter. Three levels of bhakti or three stages of bhakti. Initially, everyone start in the first stage of bhakti. God is a means. They have different goals to acquire, to get. All worldly, materialistic prosperity they want to get. They use the Lord as a means to get all their benefits. This is what everyone starts their bhakti, first stage of bhakti, in which bhakti God is a means. Purushartha is what? Artha, kama, punya. They ask for something else. Then that bhakta slowly mature and mature by seeing all doshas in dharma, artha, kama, defective, all of them. And refined by that bhakti, slowly he come to second stage of bhakti. One refinement in his bhakti, maturity. What is that maturity in the second level of bhakti? That God who was a means in the first stage of bhakti will become the end of the second stage of bhakti. That means what? God is my end, my goal. I want to get Ishvara in my life. That is goal, moksha. I want to get Ishvara darshanam, Ishvara jnanam. Close to Bhagavan. Very close. His mind is close to Bhagavan. Very close to Bhagavan means don't think he is going to vacate the place. Going to Bhagavan means what? His mind is very close to Bhagavan. What do you mean by mind is close to Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end. In second level of bhakti. What do you want? Why you are worshipping God? I worship God for God's sake, not for anything else's sake. I worship God not for my son's health or daughter's health or my son's job or daughter's family prosperity. I am not making use of God for that purpose. I did it previously. For 2 decades, 3 decades, I worshipped God like that. I thought it is very immature bhakti. I felt it is a business bhakti. Now I have changed that bhakti into a second level of bhakti called nishkama bhakti. So first level of bhakti is sakama bhakti. A sakama bhakta can never know the Ishvara swarupam, real swarupam. A nishkama bhakta alone can know the nirguna brahma swarupam, because he comes to nishkama bhakti. Bhagavan provides jnana yogyata, guru prapti, shastra prapti, jnana prapti, because of the second level of bhakti. What is third level of bhakti? Third level of bhakti, where the bhakta identify oneself with that God. God is not different from me. God originally is formless, nirguna swarupam. My original nature also formless, nirguna swarupam. Therefore, both of us are formless consciousness, existent principle. We understand each other. Aham teshu te mahi. Bhagavan said, they are in me, I am in them. Means what? This bhakta recognize as Atma Swarupam, I am in everyone. Ishvara also as Atma Swarupam in everyone. This is what Bhagavan said. That Jnani Bhakta recognize me as himself. As me, as himself. Bhagavan himself says. But these statements cannot be grasped by a gross-minded person. A worldly enamored person who is always entangled by his family matters, financial matters, only thinking about that, such a mind is a gross mind. He can never think of, understand these statements. For that sake, they have to come to Gita class for a long time, and they have to listen to Gita, and they have to refine their mind. After refining, meant they get vairagyam. After that vairagyam, some detachment with the world. Patraga patratran patrinai. Apro ninga paathukonga. Attach to detach. Attach to detach. So vairagyam comes after coming to the class for a long time. Then he becomes a jnana yogyavan. That is the third level of bhakti. Jnani bhaktaha he becomes. So what will happen in the first level of our study here? You, the sakama bhakta, will be converted into nishkama bhakta. Many of you know that yourselves. Before coming to the class, we were all sakama bhakta, so swamini. After coming to class only, we have become nishkama bhakta. Then only we are trying to become jnani bhakta now. Yes or no? You are nodding your head very confidently. I know that you are confident. I am also confident that you are confident. Because the shastra works. It will never go waste. It works. So Bhagavan says in this sloka, Shipram bhavati dharmatma. Very soon, Shipram, very soon, Saha nishkama bhakta dharmatma bhavati. He becomes a noble soul. Noble soul means his antahkaranam is very pure, with eka rupa to vishwa rupa to coming to arupa jnanam dharmatma. His unhealthy thoughts all converted into healthy thoughts. Previously he was doing lot of comparison, lot of hurt, guilt in the mind, so much of alukirke. Now that mind is converted into healthy thoughts, love, compassion, accommodation, forgiveness, all are occupied in the mind now. That is called dharmatma anartha. Manasula or telivi anartha, clarity, or relaxation, or peace that comes in the mind. That is called dharmatma. Here means a daily dharmam panduvaravaru. Adhinala dharmatma nenike kodadu. We should not think dharmam, no, in Tamil and Telugu, dharmam means what? For a begging person, you are giving something, it's called dharmam. That is not here. No, a person become a big, you know, dharmatma, gives a lot of charity. That is not the meaning here. Dharmatma means his mind is very, very, very refined, you know, with full of healthy thoughts, noble thoughts. That is the meaning of dharmatma. Saha shashvat chantim nigacchati. Because of that refinement at the thought level, he attains that eternal peace while living. Certainly, nigacchati means nischayena gacchati attains everlasting peace, that is moksha, shashvata sukham, that which is born out of knowledge. That's called jnani bhaktaha mokshaha prapnoti. Where is shashvata sukham? Other than moksha, no shashvata sukham anywhere. Shashvata sukham is a permanent peace you recognize you are. I am ever shantaha, shantam, shivam, advaitam, chaturtham, manyante, sa atma, sa vigneyaha. I am the atma who is ever peaceful. Unconditionally, I am shantaha. Like Pacific Ocean. Why it is called a Pacific Ocean? Pacific Ocean, that which is Shanta Samudravan Peradik. Pacific Ocean, if you translate it into Sanskrit, Shanta Samudram Ratham. Epome Shantama Irkum. If you go to Dhanushkoti, in the Dhanushkoti water is so tranquil. No ripples also, no waves also. To go to Dhanushkoti itself is difficult, first of all. We went to 2 times. Somehow we have managed. If you go there, you won't see anything. You see only water. Why it is Shantahana? It is nature. Like that, this Jnani's mind is also Shantahana. Shashvat Chantim Nigachati He Kaunteya Me Bhaktaha Na Pranashyati. My Bhakta, Sakama Bhakta, also Na Pranashyati. Why? Sakama Bhakta, one day he or she will become Nishkama Bhakta, definitely. After asking for balloons, 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 the child is matured. Not going to ask any more balloons. Why? Balloon is waste. Like this, my Sakama Bhakta asked for many balloons when he was very young. What balloons? House, car, this, worldly prosperity is like a balloon. There is no trupti, there is no ananda in that bhakti. Therefore, this bhakta is very, very refined, now mature. He never asks for balloons further. He never asks for balloons further. What he will ask? Bhagavan's feet, Bhagavan's kripa, karuna, he asks for. Shashvat chantim nigacchati na pranashyati means he will definitely get moksha. Me bhaktaha, my devotee. Up to here we saw in the last class, sloka 32.
Maam hi parthau yapashritya. Etishu papayo nayah. Priyo vaishyastatha shudraham. Epiyanti param gatim.
And this glorification of bhakti, Lord Krishna mentioning, some people, those who are in disadvantageous position, if they are, who are in disadvantageous position also, if they are my bhaktas, na pranashyati. If they are my bhaktas, they will not perish. Even though they are in a disadvantageous position. Who are they? Lord Krishna enumerating. Sriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha. This is the most contradictory verse. Contradictory in the sense, confusing words. Many people interpret very wrongly this shloka. We have to understand this shloka carefully. He Partha, he Arjuna, Maam hi vyapashritya, seeking shelter in me, Vyapashritya, we are Sri Dhatu, Sringing Dhatu, that means seeking shelter in me. Vyapashritya, those who have taken shelter in me, those who are surrendered to me, who are they? Sriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha. These three types of people are in disadvantageous position. What do you mean by three here? Not from physical or caste standpoint here. Vaishyaha, Shudraha is from caste standpoint the words they use. Three means female, woman. That is not the meaning here. From physical standpoint, there is no difference at all, either any varna you are, or male or female. From physical standpoint, there is no difference at all, because all are born in the same way. There is no difference. Shastra looking at from spiritual standpoint. Shastra looking at from spiritual standpoint, from subtle body level. Neither you are pure nor impure from body level. A Sri or Vaishya Shudra, neither they are impure nor pure from body level, body standpoint. From mind standpoint only we take whether they are spiritually advantageous or not advantageous. Spiritually we take. From subtle mind standpoint we have to see here. From subtle mind standpoint, we have to see Sriyaha. First we will take Sriyaha. Not from physical standpoint, but philosophical standpoint, the spiritual standpoint. These people are spiritually disadvantageous from their mind standpoint. What is that? Sriyaha means here emotionally dependent mindset. A mindset that which is emotionally dependent, that means it is always attached to something or other. They are called certain people, those who are having that weak mind, emotional mind, attachment. Generally ladies have lot of attachment. They develop attachment with anything, with anybody very easily. That is their mind, you know, naturally, biologically. Their body is set female in the species like that only. That is why they attach to children more than father. That is inbuilt. That is inbuilt. But if they, that is the nature, if anybody is having, even male person also, he is also a she, not he. She lo he irke. He lo she le. In she, there is a he. But in he, there is no she. That's why some women are like he. Swami, idella endha book la padichirukkeda kekkadhunga. Idella apdiye manasukulla vandhudum. In no book they write like this. There are some she, women, that woman also, man is there. Have you noticed at any time? W-O-M-A-N, woman. Where, why, who is there? Man. In man, law, there is no woman. That's why some women or trees are like the male nature. No? Not dependent, not attached. They are very strong. Because man is there in that woman and he is there in that she. That is the nature. Very rarely. 99% of women are attached. But some ladies are very strong. They are not attached. They are not emotionally dependent. This emotional dependency is there. It is an obstacle for spiritual upliftment. There is an obstacle. For spiritual upliftment, those people are not ready to receive the teaching. Emotionally dependent, emotionally weak, attached to worldly things, family all the time. They cannot receive they cannot develop vairagyam. Without vairagyam you cannot understand this brahma satyam jagan mithya, because in jnanam you have to, of course you have to drop everything. That is called moksha. Since that mind set is emotional, even man is also a stree if he is having emotional attachment, dependence. This is body level or mind level? Mind level. That's why your mind is the only criteria whether you can get moksha or you cannot get moksha. Nor that you are a female or male. Understand? If a man is weak emotionally, dependent, always pesumbodhu kallula thanni varum. And the same some women, ladies, they never cry emotionally, they never feel, that they are so bold and strong. That means what? They get easily moksha than the husband. Sometimes husbands, bharya is bhartri, mind nature. So mentally you have to be strong. That's what Lord Krishna wants to say. Emotionally weak minded people are called Priyaha. This is the meaning. Nowhere in no book commentary you can find this, except I heard from Paramarthananda Swamiji. I admire his teaching. These are all crucial places where women feel so bad. While reading this shloka, I saw many books, commentaries, English, Sanskrit, Telugu, so many books. None of them comment properly. How women feel, imagine. How Shudras feel, how Vaishyas feel. That is not the way they have to interpret Kriyaha, Vaishyaha. As it is, you translate. Why you have to translate? They translate as it is. I have gone through many books. I have to find out from Swamiji, where from he got this secret. It gives so much solace to people, no? Now come to Vaishyas, Rajasic people, not cast by Vaishyas here. Prahlada born where? In Rakshasa Vamsha. He is a Papasmaraniyaha. Most disadvantageous family he has born. But he is a Papasmaraniyaha. So Vaishyas means here Rajasic mind people, busy in business. Business mind people. A Rajasic mind person is always extroverted. They are also in disadvantageous position. If they are my bhaktas, I will protect them. Even Rajasic mind, even emotionally weak minded people, Sriyaha, Vaishyaha, Rajasic mind. So the Rajasic mind people also cannot get moksha. This is an obstacle. Mind is always occupied. Preoccupied mind is not available for Shastra. Then come to Shudras. Shudras means not by birth Shudras are unfit for moksha. Shudras means tamasic people who are not ready to take responsibility for their future life. They will never take responsibility. They are called tamasic people. They are also unfit for self knowledge. But I will protect them if they are my bhaktas. Slowly tamasic people I convert into Rajasic. Rajasic people I convert into sattvic people. Emotionally weak-minded people also I convert them. By blessing, I will take care of them. Bhagavan tells. Appadi sonna kallila thanni varakoodadhu sonnala. It is a privilege. Who will cry? Smiling is also a privilege, crying is also a privilege. It is a let out. You feel so light, heart will become so light, relax if you cry. In front of whom you have to cry, better cry. Don't cry in front of everyone. Okay. Cry in front of God. That is good. Cry in front of God, that is good. Okay. Otherwise, people mistake. In front of Guru, okay. In front of your well-wisher, you share and cry, doesn't matter. But don't cry in front of all people who are all not having worth thinking. Therefore, now you understand Sriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha. This is the most confusing shloka. I hope it is clear for you. Okay? ஸ்திரியா வைஷ்யாஹ சூத்ராஹ தே அபி மாம் வ்யபாஶ்ரித்ய ததா தே அபி பாபயோனயஹ, தே ஆர் கால்ட் பாபயோனயஹ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் டிஸ்அட்வான்டேஜ் தே ஆர் பார்ன் இன் எ பாபயோனி, சின்ஃபுல் பர்த் என அர்த்தம். Sinful birth is that which is not spiritually advantageous birth. Sinful birth means with this emotional mind, with this rajasic mind, with the tamasic mind is called sinful birth. But you can cultivate yourself. That is why one shloka is there, nice shloka. Who are all Bhagavatas, great Bhagavatas, you have to remember them early morning. Prahlada, Narada, பராசர புண்டரீச்ச வியாச வியாச அம்பரீஷ சுக சௌனக பீஷ்ம தால்ப்ய தென் ருக்மாங்கத அர்ஜுன வசிஷ்ட விபீஷணாதி புண்ணியான் இமான் பரம பாகவதான் ஸ்மராமி. ஐ ரிமெம்பர் எவ்ரி டே மார்னிங் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், தேர் புண்ணிய மகான் இமான் புண்ணிய மகான் புண்ணியான் இமான் பரம பாகவதான் ஸ்மராமி. ஹூ கம்ஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட்? பிரஹ்லாத. பார்ன் டு ஹூம்? ஹிரண்யகசிபு. யூ நோ வாட் இஸ் ஹிரண்யகசிபு? ஐ டோல்ட் யூ ஹிரண்யகசிபு. ஹிரண்ய மீன்ஸ் கோல்டு, கசிபு மீன்ஸ் காட். ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஆன் த கோல்டன் காட்? எந்த தங்க மாளிகையில ஆர்டர் பண்ணானு தெரியல. சோ சச் எ ஃபேமிலி ஹி பார்ன் தட் பிரஹ்லாத. Because of what he became a pratasmaraniya purushaha? Tell me. Just by uttering Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. By uttering the name of the Lord, where Prahalada, where is Hiranyakashipu? What happened to his father? Finally. So therefore, Bhagavan sees what? Not your birth. You are female or Shudra or Vaishya. Bhagavan never bother about that. Really speaking, Bhagavan only created and given the names. Padosya mukhamasit bahura janyakritaha uru tadasyayat vaishyaha padyasum sudro ajayata. So Bhagavan is born from the face as a Brahmana, and Vaishyas are born from the shoulders of Bhagavan. Kshatriyas born from the shoulders of Bhagavan. Vaishyas are born from the thighs of Bhagavan. Sudras are born from the feet of the Bhagavan. Purusha Suktam it comes. Those are all criticizing. They never read the Purusha Suktam. Even they read also, they don't understand. First Hinduism means what they know on the caste system. Bhagavan never said about caste system. Chaturvaranyam maya krishtam, Bhagavan said. Guna karma vibhagashah I created, not according to my whims and fancies. Those who are sattvic, predominantly they are all brahmanas. They are called guna brahmanas. Even though he is born in a sudra family, he is a guna brahmana. Who is Prahlada? Tell me now. Guna brahmana. Born in where? Asura family. Therefore, better to understand before criticizing. Without understanding, we should not criticize Hinduism. Now, this is the meaning of Papa Yonayaha Paramam Gatim Yanti. You see, ladies to Moksham Varad, Yarjuna, Gargi, Maitreyi, all are Jnanis. So, we should not take like that. Even anybody says that person is Priyaha. Who says? Right. He is having some attachment towards physical body still. He looks at the difference between physical body. Immature people make some meaningless statements. Don't give your ear. Don't give your ear. Use your buddhi. Think properly. Study. Understand. Don't carry away by the blind statements. Now you understand Priyaha, Vaishyaha, Sudraha. தே அபி பரமாம் கதிம் யாந்தி, பகவான் இஸ் டெல்லிங், ந பிரணஷ்யதி. சோ வுமன் வில் கெட் மோக்ஷா ஆர் நாட்? ஐ வில் டெல் யூ ஃபர்ஸ்ட், வுமன் ஓன்லி வில் கெட் தேன் மென், பிகாஸ் எவ்ரி கிளாஸ் வுமன் ஆர் மோர் தேன் மென். In temples you go, women are only coming. Bhajana you go, women are only coming. Bhagavata Purana goes, women are only coming. Vedanta class, women. Wherever you go, women more. Who will get moksha, tell me now. See, these are all comparisons. Man person only get moksha. You have to born as a man to get moksha. Who said? Where it is said? Never. Don't have such type of misconceptions. Ladies should not chant Veda mantra itself. Where is the question of moksha? Some people say, suppose. Argo namaskaram potiti. Director would have potakodad. Manasulani namaskaram potiti. Tadili varano. Avalaga. Okay. Next shloka.
Kim punar brahmana punyaham. Bhaktanadarshayastatam. Anityamasukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam.
There is a funny shloka. Bhagavan never show any disparity towards anyone. That shloka is like this. Murkho vadati vishnaya vishnaya dhiraha vadati vishnave ubhayasya phalam tulyam bhavagrahi janardanaha. What is the meaning of this shloka? Murkho vadati vishnaya. See, in grammar, ramaha ramau ramaha ramaya chaturthi vibhakti, fourth case. For Rama, my namaskaram. Vishnu, when it comes ukaranta ending Vishnu, you should not say Vishnaya, Ramaya, Vishnaya and Solakudal. If you don't know grammar, no, people say what? And your Ramaya in Vishnaya. Because in ukaranta ending, you have to say Vishnave. But the person who do not know grammar, vyakaranam, what he says, Vishnaya. Murkaha, vyakaranam murkaha. Who do not know the vyakaranam, suppose, murkho vadati vishnaya. Dhiraha means vyakarana pandita. Says what? Vishnave. Dhiraha vadati vishnave. Third line is very important. See, ubhayasya phalam tulyam. For both of them, because of that bhakti, Bhagavan grace is tulyam, equal. Why? Bhavagrahi janardana. Bhagavan knows the intention of the person. Not that bhavagrahi, vyakaranagrahi Bhagavan. You cannot say vyakaranagrahi Bhagavan, therefore Vishnaya channa, he will not bless. Vishnave channa da, he will bless. He said, vyakaranam teriyadana channa vara Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not interested in vyakaranam. Bhagavan is interested in your mind, your heart. That is most important. So what you have is not the question, what you are is important. Appadi ni solli Vishnaya nu sollala. So much of grammar, you are so correct, but you are arrogant, suppose. Because I have studied, I know everything, these people do not know, suppose. எனக்கு தான் கிராமர் தெரியும், எனக்கு தான் நிறைய படிப்பு இருக்கு, இவங்க என்ன படிக்காமலே வந்தா இவனுக்கு என்ன மோட்சம் வரும் அப்படி நினைச்சா நினைச்சுக்கோவே. பாவகிராஹி ஜனார்தனா மந்திரே தீர்த்தே வித்விஜே தேவை தெய்வக்னே பேஷஜம் குரு யாதிருஷி ஸ்ரத்தா தாதிருஷி சித்திர் பவதி. சோ மந்திர தீர்த்த தெய்வம், வாட் எவர் ஸ்ரத்தா யூ ஹாவ், தட் மச் ஓன்லி ஃபலம் யூ கெட். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? Not by your eloquence, your vyakaranam, Bhagavan won't speak. Remember Bhakta Kannappa, Shabari, Mirabai, they are all not educated people. So Bhagavan, very smart. Okay? That is what you have to remember always. Look into the shloka. What to talk of? Punaha brahmanaha and rajarshayaha. Shudraha, Striyaha, Vaishyaha, they themselves are protected by me, who are all rajasic, emotionally attached. And tamasic people, such a mind people also I am protecting when they are surrendering to me, because they are my bhaktas. What to talk of sattvic predominant mind people? Kim punaha, kaimuchikartham. him punaha, what to talk of this already advantageous position, sattvika mind nature, brahmanaha means brahma means veda, and brahmana means what? The people who are all knowing the meaning of veda, brahma, brahmanaha. They are only called brahmanas, not who is doing business for money sake morning to till evening. He is not a brahmana. A brahmana really who is interested in studying veda, mimamsa, its meaning, is called brahmana. Guna brahmana as well as jati brahmana. If he is a jati brahmana but not a guna brahmana, not sattvic nature but rajasic mind, always busy in business, either tamasic, can he get a moksha? If he is a bhakta, he will get. If he is not a bhakta, even brahmana jati person will not get moksha. What is the criteria here to get paramangati finally? Bottom line is what? Me bhaktaha na pranashyat. You must be astika. You must give predominance to Bhagavan in your life. That is what is the meaning here. Himu vaktavyam punaha. What to talk of that brahmanaha punyaha, virtuous brahmanas. Punyaha means virtuous, spiritually oriented. Brahma means Veda, Annu means Adhite Iti. The one who study Veda, sattvic mind people, contemplative mind people, guna brahmanas. Because the people who are sattvic mind always interested in knowledge. They always want to study more and more. The one who is interested in more and more study is called sattvic mind person, is called a brahmana. Brahmanas are those people who are always interested in studying always one shastram or other. They are called brahmanas. Enikku padipiliye interest illana avan enna brahmana agamudiyum illaya. சத்வ சஞ்சாயத்தே ஜானம். சோ சத்வகுண பிரதான படிக்கணும்னு ரொம்ப இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இருக்கணும். அந்த இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இருக்கணும். ஹவு லாங்? ஸ்ரீ பூஜ்ய சுவாமி தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி 84 இயர்ஸ். ஹவு மச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட்? ஹவு மச் இஸ் சீக்கிங்? ஹவு மச் இஸ் ஸ்டடிங்? அமேசிங் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் அஸ். நம்ம பீப்புள் என்ன பண்றோம்? 84 ஏஜ்ல நடக்கவே முடியாது. அப்படியே இருப்பார் சுவாமிஜி. சோ மெனி லெக்சர் கிவ்ஸ், சோ மெனி டாக்ஸ். இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் நாலேஜ் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். பீப்புள் ஆர் டயர்ட் ஆஃப் கொஞ்சம் பரிசு படிச்ச உடனே போதும், பெண்ணு புஸ்தகம் தொடவே மாட்டோம். நமக்கு எதுக்கு பிலிசில புண்ணு பெண்ணு புக்? என்ன படிக்கிறது பிடிக்காது, எழுதுறது பிடிக்காது சில பேர். ஆஃப்டர் சர்டன் ஏஜ் தட் இஸ் நாட் தட் மீன்ஸ் தட் பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் ஃபர்தர் க்ரோயிங் இன் நாலேஜ். இன்டெலெக்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் கெபாசிட்டி. இஃப் யூ ரெகனைஸ் யுவர் பிரம்மன் ஆல்சோ ஃபர்தர் யூ கேன் ஸ்டடி. யூ ஹாவ் டு ஷேர் த நாலேஜ் வித் அதர்ஸ், கம்யூனிகேட் வித் அதர்ஸ். Not with others, and some victims you find in your family, so that you can share with them. Something or other, you should not take the knowledge with you. Whatever you know, you must give to them. If you won't give, you will become a pishachi next janma. Shastra says, Jnana vichindi yaar kudukamale pona, you will become a pishachi. Arahata illadavar kudutha kuda, you will become a pishachi. புண்ணிய பிராமணாக பக்தாக ராஜர்ஷயாக, ராஜர்ஷயாக ஜனகா புரூரவஸ் விஸ்வாமித்ர வேதாளம் கால் ராஜர்ஷயாக. தி கிங்ஸ் ஹூ பிகேம் ரிஷிஸ், ரிஷதி ஜானாதி இது ரிஷி. தேர் ஆல் வைஸ் பீப்புள், தே பிகேம் வைஸ், தே பிகேம் ஜானி, தேர்ஃபோர் தேர் கால் ரிஷிஸ். ராஜர்ஷயாக இமம் அனித்யம் அசுகம் லோகம் பிராப்ய பஜஸ்வமாம். சோ ஹேவிங் கம் டு திஸ் இம்பர்மனன்ட் வேர்ல்ட், இமம் லோகம், வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள் பிராமணாஸ் அண்ட் ராஜர்ஷீஸ். வென் ஸ்ரீயா வைஷ்யாஹ சூத்ரா, வென் ஐ எம் ப்ரொடெக்டிங் தம், வென் சாத்விக் பீப்புள் சொல்லணுமா? தே ஆர் வெரி very close to me. Therefore, Arjuna, imam anityam asukham lokam, having born in this temporary finite world, that's what time means. I told you, time, I didn't tell you, time means a temporary, last time being, I told you last week, being Napagarko, Brahman, the existence, naturally, infinite, naturally sentient, governing principle of this entire material universe is called being. Who am I? I am being. I am a being. What type of being? I am Brahman, the existence, infinite, naturally sentient, governing principle of this entire material universe. By heart, pandana. Kantha vatham. Now, what is time? Anityam sukham. This sukham, anityam, asukham lokam. Time bound. Why it is anityam? Because time bound. What is time bound? T stands for temporary. I stands for incidental. Not intrinsic. World is intrinsically is not there. It appears and disappears. Incidental. M stands for material. Matter. Jadam. It is matter. A jadam. Evolution. The entire creation is an evolution. It is manifestation. Material evolution, which is a temporary incidental. That is called a time. That is why Lord Krishna says, anityam. கரெக்டா இருக்கு சுவாமி. நாங்க சொல்லது அசுகம். மேட்டர்ல எப்படி சுகம் இருக்கும்? ஜடமான பொருள் சுகம் எப்படி இருக்கும்? சோ ரியல் சுகம் இஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். தேர்ஃபோர் அர்ஜுனா, அனித்யம் அசுகம் லோகம் இமம் பிராப்திய, ஹேவிங் கம் டு திஸ் இம்பர்மனன்ட் ஜாய்லெஸ் வேர்ல்ட். ஜாய்லெஸ் வேர்ல்ட் சுவாமினி, எனக்கு இப்பதான் பேத்து பிறந்திருக்கேன். ஜாய்லெஸ் வேர்ல்டுன்னு சொல்லாதுங்கோ. இப்பதான் பேரன் பிறந்திருக்கான். எவ்வளவு சந்தோஷமா இருக்க தெரியுமா? ஆமா, எத்தனை நாள் இருக்குமாப்பா? ஒன்ஸ் த பேபி க்ரோஸ், த்ரீ இயர்ஸ், ஃபோர் இயர்ஸ், ஃபைவ் இயர்ஸ், சிக்ஸ், செவன், யூ கேனாட் ஹேண்டில் தட் சைல்டு. அப்ப தெரியும், அப்படா வெரி நாட்டி, வெரி நாட்டி, அண்ட் தே நாட் லிசனிங் டு கிராண்ட் மதர், கிராண்ட் ஃபாதர். சப்போஸ் கிராண்ட் மதர், கிராண்ட் ஃபாதர் ஹேஸ் டு ரன் அவே ஃப்ரம் தட் பிளேஸ். என்ன போச்சு? ஆனந்தம், அனித்யம், அசுகம். சேம் கிராண்ட் சன், சேம் கிராண்ட் டாட்டர், ஆர் சம் அதர் திங், ஒன் திங் ஆர் அதர் கிவ்ஸ் அசுகம். இட் இஸ் நாட் கிவிங் சாஸ்வத சுகம். ஆல் அவர் சுகம் ஆர் டெம்பரரி. No, okay, okay, your grandson is very, very fine, very sweet child. Suppose that grandson is leaving you to abroad. After staying with you for 5 years, suppose. You see your dukkham, unbearable dukkham. Child is so sweet child, but you are not able to withstand. It is giving dukkham or not? Dukkham only. That is why anyhow dukkham only. Your child is not a bad also dukkham. Good child is also, what happened to them? Kausalya. Then Rama, very good child, nice child, going to war is, why this child born to me at all? Kausalya felt like that. Because such a nice child Rama, when he is going to war, she thangave mudila. Enna ache Kausalya ki? Adhe madirida. Lord Krishna says, asukham, அனித்யம் லோகம் பிராப்திய, therefore Arjuna, don't waste, பஜஸ்வமாம், worship me, worship me, don't waste your time by seeing the dosha darshanam. Never rely upon this world for your P, peace, H, happiness, S, security. Never depend on that. Then who I have to depend upon? Bhagavan. World dependence to God dependence. Make use of the world, but don't seek security from the insecure world, temporary world. If I seek security, I am the most unintelligent person. I have to face what a misery in my life, disappointment. Next shloka, finally Lord concluding definition of bhakti. Now how you should worship me? Bhajaswamam, 5 levels I am giving. Bhakti, understand.
Manmana bhava madbhaktah, madhyadi mam namaskuru, mame vaishyasi upvaitvam, atmanam matparayanah.
Very very important shloka. Bhakti, devotion means is this. At 5 levels Bhagavan gives. So first stage of bhakti, first level is matparayana. Last word you have to take first point. First step. Matparayana. Second line, last word. Matparayana means first you fix your goal. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is my goal. What bhakti is this bhakti? Artha, artharthi bhakti. Not artha, nor artharthi. Jignasu bhakti. Where we saw? 7th chapter. In which text? Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Matparayanaha. Keep me as your supreme goal. What is your goal? Bhagavan is my goal. That is what you have to keep. Number one. That is called real bhakti. Using the Bhagavan as a means as well as end. Bhagavan only is the means. Bhagavan is the end. That is called matparayanaha. Ayanam means goal. End. Destination. What is my destination? Intermediary goals are there many. But they are all not primary. Like when you are traveling to a place, long destination, you buy ticket for some destination you want to go. In middle, there are so many intermediary stations comes. And you get down there and you buy so many vadai, pakoda, all those things and fruits, so many newspaper, everything you buy and you have to, again, you have to air ukar on train law. You should not enamored by that seeing books, oh nice, nice and vada is Roman America, Nagapur Kamala Roman America again, afternoon Ukarna Avalga. You have to enter into the train because you have to remember your ticket to the destination. All of us remember, no? That you remember what that is intermediary journey. What is that Jiva Yatra? Life journey. You don't forget your journey, highest destination you have taken the ticket for moksha. Assignment. Bhagavan has given you human birth. You have to get moksha. I am giving you human birth. You recognize. I have given Veda also, manual. You get moksha. You have forgotten that. After coming here, what? Intermediary goals. My son should get seat in IIT. My son should get, my daughter should get. Like this only we pray all the time. Intermediary goals. I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car, intermediary goals. So, okay, buy everything, get. What about your ultimate goal? Who will remind you your ultimate goal? Only Gita class reminds you. Nowhere that people are missing the ultimate goal. In Jiva Yatra. In Bombay Yatra they remember, Delhi Yatra they remember, Amarnath Yatra they remember. All intermediary goals, ultimate goal they remember. In Jiva Yatra, zero knowledge. Not for you. You are Gita students, okay. For all people I am telling. Therefore, Arjuna, you must keep me as your goal. Matparayanaha. Then number two, Manmanabhava. Manmanabhava. After keeping me as your goal, you have to remember that goal. Ticket vaangina kapram. Theriyum nu solli marandutaanna. Appadi irukkudadu. All the way in the destiny journey you have to remember. You have to ask the people, what is this station? When it is going to come? If this last destination will okay. Sometimes you have to get down, your destination comes, further train goes. You have to remember, you have to ask the people, where am I? No. How much time it will take? I am in karma yoga or upasana yoga or jnana yoga. I have to find out. You should not waste your time in what? Bhajana. Or in dhyanam. Or in pradosham. Or in pujas. Don't waste your intermediary destinations. Manmana bhava means, after fixing me as your goal, I am warning you, Arjuna, remember that. I have fixed goal, but I am not remembering and no use. Remember. Who reminds us? Bhagavad Gita class reminds us all the time. That's why Bhagavan gives pain to the body so that you will treat the body. Take care of the body. Similarly, if you don't remind yourself, namak buddhi varla enna, Bhagavan enna pannuvar theriyuma? Vaalkaiyilo edho oru thunbam kudupar. Severe punishment. That is a warning for you, remember your destination. That's why every pain in our life to remind you towards moksha. If you yourself won't come for Gita class, that is why many people, maximum people come to Vedanta after getting lot of kicks from family members, failures. தேவையா முன்னாடி வரக்கூடாது, வைராகியம் வராது. சில பேருக்கு நிறைய அடி வாங்கினதுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் வைராகியம் வரும். தேவை என்ன பண்றது? அந்த பெயின் பகவான் கொடுப்பார் அவங்களுக்கு. ஏன் எதுக்காக கொடுக்கிறார் பகவான்? ஃபார் தேர் சேக் ஓன்லி. தே ஹாவ் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா. தட்ஸ் வை பகவான் கிவ்ஸ் ஃபார் எவ்ரி பர்சன். யூ சி, இஃப் தே கம் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி பரிஷ லோகான் கர்மத்தி தான் பிராமணோ நிர்வேத மாயா, பகவான் கூட வாட்ச் பண்ணிட்டே இருப்பாரு. இவனுக்கு இவ்வளவு கொடுத்தா வேதாந்தத்துக்கு வரானா இல்லையா? வரல என்ன பண்ணுவார் தெரியுமோ? ஷாக்கோ ஷாக், பைனான்ஸ் கர்மால கீழே விழுந்தோம். ஓவர் ஆர் சம் பர்சன் டிபார்ச்சர் இன் த ஃபேமிலி, ஆர் சம் பெயின், சம் டிசீஸ் இன் த பாடி, வியாதி ஜரா மரண, these type of things Bhagavan keep always as his ayudham to remind the person. அப்படி கொடுத்தாலும் புத்தி வரதில்ல. போறா நீ ஒரு நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மாதான் பகவான். That is why manmana bhava, then madbhaktaha bhava. Madbhaktaha means may you devote to me, be a devotee. You are remembering also, not only that, but you have to be a devotee. World is a means, Bhagavan is the end. Totally surrender to God. Bhakta, I am, who am I? I am father of so-and-son Tollakudai. I am a Rama Bhakta ni Sholanum. I am Shiva Bhakta ni Sholanum. Illena, I am a Swamini Bhakta ni Sholanum. Illena, Sholanum. Swamini Bhakta ni Ennarthanam Shastra Bhakta. So world dependence to God dependence, God dependence to Shastra, Guru, then independence. அப்படி இருக்கணும். That is called madbhaktaha. இப்ப நம்ம என்ன சொல்லுவாரு யாராவது? Who are you? I am father of so and so, I am engineer, I am a doctor and சொல்றாமே தவிர, இவன் பார்த்த உடனே அவர் ஒரு ஹனுமான் பக்தர்னு சொல்றானே யாராவது நம்ம பார்த்து? She is the devotee of Devi, she is worshipper of Rama, இவர் ராம பக்தர், இவர் கிருஷ்ண பக்தர், இவர் சிவபக்தர்னு சொல்லுவா முன்னாடி எல்லாம். இப்ப யாருக்கானோ அந்த மாதிரி. We cannot see anybody nowadays like that. Those days when we were young, we used to see the people, he is a Shiva Bhakta or Shiva Upaskar, Rama Bhakta, Rama Upaskar, and he used to say people, some people at least locally. But ippudu enna, politics Bhakta, Tughlaq Bhakta, and Tughlaq magazine padichinu irupaya pore, illana party Bhakta, eppo party ku poyin irupa, illana spirit Bhakta, edho spirit potinu irupa. இந்த மாதிரி பக்தா பிரியா சீயிங் டிவோட்டிங் டு எவரி திங். அர்ஜுனா மத் பக்தா பவ, பி மை டிவோட்டி. தென் ஃபோர்த் ஒன், மத்யாதி பவ, மே யூ வர்ஷிப் மீ, பி ஆஸ் மை வர்ஷிப்பர். கன்வெர்ட் எவ்ரி ஆக்ஷன் இன் டு வர்ஷிப். தட்ஸ் வை இன் ஒன் ஆஃப் மை டாக் ஐ கேவ், லைஃப் ஈஸ் யுவர் வர்ஷிப். டோன்ட் கீப் செக்குலர் அண்ட் சேக்ரெட். ஓகே, every action is sacred, every action is for Bhagavan. So my every action is offered to Bhagavan. That's called madhyadi. your every actions offered to me, it is a type of worship. You are very, very close to Bhagavan's knowledge, Ishvara Jnanam. Namaskuru Maam, may you surrender to me. Do appropriate sadhana at appropriate time, get knowledge. Okay, that appropriate sadhana, appropriate time is important. Na epo pannuve sadhana, epo pannuve, enna pannuve, namake theriyadu. Apdi irukka koodadhu. Shastra says, this is the sadhana you do, this is the time you have to do, this is the way you have to practice, this is the goal you will get it. The guidance is required. Don't waste your time. Ippiravi tappinal, ippiravi vaikumu. Yuktva, yuktva means with integrated mind, with a synthesized mind, harmonious mind, chitta samadhaya nartham. With focusing mind, evam mam eva eshyasi atmanam. What is the culmination? You will attain me, the self, atma. That means you recognize your atma swarupam, that is me, the Krishna's original nature, you will attain. That means nirguna brahma jnanam you will attain. With this, Lord Krishna concludes saguna ishvara to nirguna brahma jnanam. Bhakti is very important. Om Tat Sat. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yoga Namam Navamodhyayam Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam is the title. This is the Nirguna Brahma Jnanam is the Raja Vidya. This is the secret also. Very difficult to get sacred and secret knowledge about Ishvara. Saguna to Nirguna. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.